House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Candy Bradley, Clerk for Representative Bradley. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Lydia Hand, Page from Liscomb.
Good morning. We come together to pray, dear Father in heaven, to honor you, to bless your most holy name, to recognize our need to be guided by your authority, to give you preeminence as our creator. We pray you forgive us for our sins in our lives, and we pray for wisdom to make wise choices for the people of Iowa. We pray you guide our Governor Kim Reynolds with wisdom and understanding. We pray for the people of this great state of Iowa to see and to recognize your authority is best for all mankind, just as our forefathers believed that they cannot govern this great nation without your counsel. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. Chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren, for an introduction.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen in the House. This morning, it is my honor to introduce to you the Consul General of Italy, whom oversees the Italian Consulate and Diplomatic Affairs here in Chicago. Consul General Bazios entered the diplomatic career at the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on December 17, 2001. Since he has served abroad as head of the Economic and Commercial Office in Belgrade and as Chief of Staff to the Ambassador at the Embassy of Italy in Washington, D.C. From 2014 until 2020, he worked as Deputy Head of the Crisis Unit at the Secretariat General of the Ministry of Foreign Office. On October 13th, 2020, in the midst of a pandemic, he joined us and worked as the deputy and the head, he took office as the Consul General in Chicago, Illinois, whose jurisdiction includes Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. He is joined today by Mrs. Elisa Campoli, the Consul General's wife, Dr. Luca DeVito, Cultural Attaché, Italian Consulate in Chicago, and Mr. Luca Barone, President, SACMI, USA Limited, and Honorary Consul for Iowa. And now I ask you to please join me in welcoming Consul General Bazios and his delegation to the Iowa House.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. As Consul General of Italy, it's a great honor for me, and I consider really a privilege to have the opportunity to address this prestigious institution. Let me thank all of you for this opportunity. Just 2 years ago, the Italian ambassador in Washington, D.C. visited Des Moines, and current ambassador Mariangela Zappia, by the way, the first woman ever appointed as Italian ambassador to the United States, is informed about my mission. I think it is a concrete testimony of the importance that the state of Iowa has for us. As Consul General of Italy in Chicago, with jurisdiction over the Midwest plus some mountain region states like Colorado and Wyoming, I'm paying a visit to Iowa to have direct experience of the territory. I know that here in Des Moines, more than 10% of the population has Italian origins. And I can tell you that in all the Midwest, there are 30,000 Italians and 1.5 million of Americans with Italian origins. All those communities are perfectly integrated, and I think this is an asset that could be used to reach one of the goals of my mission, to foster and make our relations even stronger. There are many US companies that invested in Italy. The Krauss Group from Iowa is one of an outstanding example, and some of the Italian most famous companies are active in Iowa. SACMI of Dr. Luca Berrone, our outstanding honorary consul in Iowa, here in Des Moines, and the iconic Barilla Group in Ames are just few examples. Even if the period we are living is not the easiest one, and I'm thinking about the tragedy of COVID-19 pandemics that hit the economy worldwide and the Russian aggression to Ukraine, I like to look and be concentrated on some factors that make me optimistic about the future. The Italian GDP grew by 6.6% in 2021, above the euro area average, and is projected to grow by 3.8% in 2022. In 2021, exports of Italian goods increased by 18% year-on-year basis, and the American consumers showed to love more and more the made in Italy. Italy is at the dawn of a new era, completely reshaping its economy. It's the first beneficiary of the European Union's 750 billion euros recovery package with a share of 191.5 billion euros. The European Union approved Italian National Recovery and Resilience Plan worth over 222 billion euros in 5 years. Addresses structural weaknesses and the north-south gap through investments and reforms. It focuses on three cross-cutting priorities: youth, gender parity, and social cohesion. Investments unfold along three strategic axes: digitalization, green transition, social inclusion, and territorial cohesion. All this means a lot of opportunities for our companies to do business together. And another important point is the situation in Ukraine. It has given a plastic image on how strong is the transatlantic alliance. Italy and the European Union are taking a wide array of measures in close coordination and cooperation with the United States of America and other allies to support the country and its people in this terrible situation while strengthening NATO and sanctioning Russia. It means that the core values of freedom, democracy, rule of law, and justice in which we believe and on which our societies have been built are more actual and stronger than ever. Allow me to conclude saying that along with me today, there is the director of the Italian Cultural Institute in Chicago, Dr. Luca Di Vito. With Luca, we are going to visit the Italian Cultural Center in Des Moines, and he will focus on opportunities to implement projects together and to cooperate in organizing cultural events. Because in our vision, culture is the key to reach out people and making friendship between Italy and the United States of America stronger and stronger. Thank you very much. God bless America. Viva l'Italia.
Is there any further announcements to come before the body? Okay, Representative James, I apologize. I threw you a curveball. I looked right at you, and I went to Representative Lundgren. So Chair recognizes the Representative James.
I'll overlook this one this time, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats will caucus at the conclusion of committee block in room 305. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the morning committee blocks as well in the Supreme Court chamber. If there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of Ways and Means and Appropriations.
You've all heard the motion of the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House in recess.